From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge. On November 4th, Democratic incumbent Congressman Cedric Richmond won by a landslide. He got nearly 70% of the vote in District 2, Louisiana's only majority black district. Dr. William Arp, a political scientist at Southern University, had predicted that when I spoke with him before the election. Arp calls District 2, which encompasses most of New Orleans and North Baton Rouge, a packed district, packed with minority voters. And when I visited ARP again, he said that's a bad thing.
I know people like to assure in majority districts with majority black, a majority white, you're assuring that you get a black candidate elected, or you're assuring that you have a safe district for a conservative candidate like a Republican candidate. And people look at that and they say, well, isn't this wonderful? Well, no, what it does is sort of, it defeats the purpose of a democratic process. A democratic process is supposed to be competitive. If you have 30% blacks in the population, people say, well, you know, true representation, you should have 30% representation when it comes to the legislature. And so we have to have these safe districts in order to protect voter representation. I would like to see a time when 30% any given district would mean that that candidate, even though they may be Republican, actually represents 30% of that minority area. I mean, they shouldn't be mutually exclusive. I mean, at some point, we should be electing people to office who are interested in protecting the common good of that district. And the common good would involve not only someone who thinks Republican, but someone who also thinks Democratic.
We had said that Cedric's election was pretty easy, pretty safe, pretty quiet campaign.
Yeah, he wasn't worried.
Do you feel like part of that was because the district is so packed that they knew that he was a very safe incumbent that they just stayed home? They just said the other voters will do the heavy lifting.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the case. People looked at the competition. They looked at the incumbent. He hasn't hurt us, you know. He's a dependable guy who shows up for every vote. And they stayed with the person that they knew. I mean, that's the advantage of being an incumbent.
Do you feel like the minority vote tilted the scales in any other statewide races or congressional races?
Well, in District 6 it did. Edwin Edwards was able to make the runoffs.
And he owes that to the minority vote?
Of course. Of course he does. He's a favorite among minorities. And a lot of people find that difficult to believe, but he was very just in as governor over his four terms as governor, which is unprecedented, and voters remember. One thing about black voters, and I think everyone already knows this: black voters are loyal to the Democratic Party.
So, one closing thought. I would like to hear your projections for what's going to happen on December 6th.
On December 6th, you're going to have a very low turnout. But that low turnout will be among the minority black population in Louisiana. You're going to have your diehard Republicans that will come out, and they're going to be very much enthused, energetic about Bill Cassidy. And in District 6, my prediction is that former Governor Edwin Edwards will not go quietly into the night, that because of the energy there, you will have a large turnout in District 6 by the minority population to make sure that he stands a hell of a good chance of becoming a U.S. congressman.
So do you think more people are going to turn out for Edwin Edwards than Mary Landrieu?
Yes, I do.
So the Democratic Party, in your opinion, will lose a senator in Louisiana but gain a congressman?
I like the way you put that.
All right. Dr. Arp, thank you for having me today.
You're welcome.
Dr. William Arp is a professor of political science and dean of the College of Social and Behavioral Sciences at Southern University. This is WRKF.